Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Catherine. How can I help?
Oh, hi. Can you hear Catherine?
I'm sorry?
You said this is Katie? Katie?
Catherine.
Oh, Catherine. Hi, Catherine. My name is Alia. My last
yes?
name is Alia. My name is Alia. You can hear me?
I can hear you, Natalia, but your line's cutting in and out.
Okay. I will try my best not to move.
Okay, all right. Catherine. No worries.
Yes. The thing is, I'm your customer for years and years, maybe decades or maybe mm-hmm. more. And I'm on auto pay with you. Like, I got the low rate, like $99,
yes.
a long time ago. I don't know if it's still, I know it's still on because I see the charges on my account, but, it was like, every 4 months was free. Like 3 months, I would say, and one was free. That's the deal I got, right?
Yes, that's correct. As far as what I do here, you get every third month free.
Yes, every third month free. Okay.
Yes.
So, Catherine, the thing is, what happens usually, I do get some texts from you.
Yeah.
Or like not many, but occasionally I get a text. I get some people looking for childcare. The last maybe 9 months or maybe more, I didn't get even one text. Mm. Something is wrong with my head. I'm just paying money. I don't know for what.
I
need to
understand.
Check what's going on with my head. Because
for sure.
This has never happened in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I got no response from Local Splash.
Okay, let me just look into your account real quick, Natalia. Let me just check what's going on with the Google Business Profile, see, how everything's going. Would you mind if you stay on the line while I check on things?
Yes, I will. I will stay.
All right, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Catherine.
Yeah. Thank you for staying on the line, Natalia. So I did check on your Google Business Profile. As per the Google Business Profile, it's actually live and verified, so that's not a problem. However, I do find a couple areas that would require attention from here. So first is that I do understand, and I really appreciate the fact that you've been with us for 12 years and that you've been, you know, you're constant when it comes to your Google Business Profile, but I do not see reviews on your Google Business Profile. Is that,
yes.
I mean, is that how you wish for it to be, or, because reviews are really one of, I would say, one of the details that Google loves to see improving from time to time. So getting in reviews, like 1, 2, or 3 or more than that, would help boost your company's online performance.
Cool. One second, please. Okay.
Sure.
So I don't know what they're looking for to improvement or something, but the thing is, like, I always get texts from parents that they're looking for the child care, but lately it's just absolutely no response from Local Splash and from Google listing as well. It's just nothing. Silence, absolutely silence. You can see on my profile, you can see how many response I got from you in the last year. I would say nothing. It was one response from some people that looked for like cleaning services, but I don't need that. So they texted me. That's the only one I got. So I didn't get any from the parents. That concerns me because I don't know what's going on.
No, it's just that, Natalia, I do understand you've been getting calls or text messages from time to time. It's just that when it comes to marketing, marketing is going to be a continuous competition for all businesses. So if we don't do anything towards the Google Business Profile, let's say your Google Business Profile now is live and verified. There's no doubt to that. But other businesses that is actually the same as what you do. They currently have a live Google Business Profile too, but what makes a difference here is that they gain reviews and your Google Business Profile doesn't gain reviews. So since it's going to be a continuous competition of optimization online and Google looks out for reviews and photos, then tendency is that other businesses may prominently get displayed than your Google Business Profile because of that one aspect. Okay. Now, I'm referring to that as one aspect because aside from reviews, Google also looks into the pictures. And as far as what I do see here, Natalia, we haven't received images from you ever since.
Yes.
So images would also help us keep up with the competition towards other businesses that does offer the same services as you do.
I understand. Can I ask you if any way you can put my ad in the front of kind of like is any way to push it forward? Like then the people, if they're looking, they can see it.
Yes. Well, actually, there would be options to do that. First, Natalia, is for us to, of course, focus on optimization, the organic results, which is, again, we would be needing pictures and reviews. And then we'll do some postings too. We'll increase the number of postings that we do. And then we'll re-optimize. Okay, that's first option.
You know what,
that's not going to cost
me
anything.
Yes, I understand. I actually never had a need with I'm just keeping paying for the Local Splash, but still I'm getting parents from the word of mouth because I've been in the business for 20 years.
Oh,
and
that's good to hear.
The situation has really changed lately. Mm-hmm. You won't believe it.
Yes.
But, what happens, we don't know, but childcare providers, that in my area, in Concord area and Contra Costa, we do struggle with the enrollment. And we think, the providers think that one of the reasons it's because the people are moving from California because it's become so expensive. We don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm not getting any text, but it's not just my daycare. it's lots of other daycares because we have association. I don't know what's going on in Contra Costa County. And we all struggled with enrollment.
Okay.
So you're suggesting that some businesses submit like some life kind of like ad or what it's you call life Google or what is that?
Yeah, the Google business profile. That is actually what we work on your account here. So it's a profile that your business has on Google and that it shows in the map section. This allows your business to show up whatever potential customer searches for the services that you're offering. Okay. And for us to boost that, again, that's the first option with no cost for you. We re-optimize, but we will be needing for you to gain reviews and then send us pictures so we can use those and, of course, improve your company's visibility. Okay.
Maybe,
so we can definitely compete with that. The other that would be a lot easier for you, however, it would cost you, it's because we are able to run what we call Google Ads. Now, currently in your local area, Natalia, three currently. I'm not sure if it's just three, but because sometimes I would say because Google Ads gives out equal chances to everybody running Google Ads. So if you look into your local area and look for childcare in Concord, California, there are three businesses that just currently show up saying it's sponsored. Those are sponsored ads or pay-per-click ads. This is where, so this what happens to this is that regardless of your current ranking on the map section in the Google search results page, your Google business profile shows all the way to the top of the page. So it overtakes any other businesses that does run some ads as well. And then what happens to that too is that it gets prominently displayed at the top, getting that sponsored badge at the top of the business name. It does provide a good impression to potential customers because they do know it's an ad being run on Google. And aside from that too, it does provide a really good return of your investment.
It's like an additional, additional information for the daycare. And how much it would cost this to add to my profile?
Yes, well, that's a very good question, Natalia. For Google Ads, we started at a minimum of $300, by the way, $300. And that's a monthly fee because Google Ads are really known to provide results. And sometimes, you know, I mean, I would say the $300 actually may not be enough for the month.
But it's in addition to what I pay to $99.
I would say, yes, it's in addition to the $99 because we will be using that money to run the ads. Remember, it's a pay-per-click ad. So we need to put in some money to allow the ad to show up and run accordingly.
Okay. Okay.
But that's going to be the second option that I would be providing. First option, it takes some time because we need to get reviews, we need to get pictures, we need to do some posting, some optimization, but no cost at all. Second would be for the Google Ads campaign, which is, of course, your Google Ads shows up or goes live within 3 to 5 days. And then once it goes live, regardless of your ranking, it overtakes every other businesses on the Google Maps and search results page.
Sorry.
So that's I mean, I would say those are the two options.
My question is, as of right now, can you move my ad, whatever it is, like my little website, what I have with you, on the front page?
Well, that is not instant unless you're on Google Ads. So with that, we can work on getting you at the top of the page, of course, get some optimization, and again, increasing of post and a couple. But if you're looking for an instant resolution, I would recommend you do Google Ads because as soon as it goes live, which is, again, 3 to 5 days, it goes all the way to the top of the page.
No, for the Google ad, do I need to send you something like pictures and some reviews, you said? That's what I need.
Very good question. Now, for Google Ads, Natalia, you don't have to send over anything because Google Ads will be completely set up by our Google Ads specialist. But for the Google business profile optimization, you need to send reviews and pictures.
Okay. Do you know what? Let me think about and let's see what can I send you, because I'm not very good with all the things to send. I need to ask my son to help me send the pictures, and he has a scanner and all the things that needs to be used to send you pictures. But I actually don't use the kids' pictures, so I can, because I don't advertise my kids. So it can be any picture of my daycare, setting, my daycare setting, because I'm not using. Or I can send the picture, but I need to make sure the faces won't be shown. That's the thing, because I'm not sending pictures with the kids.
I completely understand.
Yes, parents are not happy about this, yes.
Totally understandable, Natalia.
Yes. So, okay, Katrin, thank you so much. I'll think about what can I do. And for the Google ad, I don't need to do anything, right? You guys automatically will add this to my profile.
For the Google ads?
Yes.
For the Google ads, I would say we're not doing it yet. Remember, it's a pay per lead. You need to pay, so we haven't started it. I'm thinking you're referring to the Google business profile.
No. I'm repeating myself that if I will agree to do Google ads, then you said like Google ad specialist will work with me, right? Actually, they will build the Google ad for me, right? That will
Yes, that's correct. Okay. They will be taking care of the Google Ads from creation to running and evaluating Google Ads.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I will think about and.
All right. No worries.
Okay.
No worries.
Thank
you. Do you want us to follow up as well, Natalia, or?
No, I will call you myself if I will decide to spend another $300 for Ed. And
no
you
worries.
Said even it might be more than 300, right?
Yes, sometimes. We'll be able to monitor it anyway.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. Well,
all
thank
right.
you so much. Anything
Bye-bye.
Else?
Bye-bye.
Any other question
no,
you have?
No, I don't. Thank you.
All right. Thank you again, Natalia. Have
Bye-bye.
A wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.